Hey everyone, welcome back to Fortitude First. I'm Brandon Cole, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Now, we all have those moments, right? Where you look in the mirror and suddenly question everything, your abilities, your choices, even that haircut you swore looked good. It's like the world throws a little doubt grenade at your confidence, and boom, you're questioning your whole existence. But listen, self-doubt is a universal experience. Even though seemingly fearless people, they have their moments of insecurity. The key isn't to erase it completely, because honestly, that's impossible. It's about recognizing it, understanding it, and then using it as fuel to push yourself forward. So, how do we navigate this tricky terrain of self-doubt and actually start embracing our strengths? Well, buckle up, because today I've got 5 key takeaways that might just change your perspective. First off, remember that self-doubt often stems from comparing ourselves to others. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly everyone seems to be living their best life, jetting off on vacations, acing their careers, effortlessly rocking perfectly curated outfits. Yeah, it's a recipe for insecurity. But here's the thing. You're not seeing the whole picture. Everyone has their own struggles, their own insecurities hidden behind those seemingly flawless facades. Second, stop focusing on what you think you lack and start celebrating your unique strengths. What are you good at? What makes you you? Maybe it's your creativity, your kindness, your unwavering determination. Write them down, acknowledge them, and let them shine. You've got these awesome skills, talents, and qualities, so don't be afraid to showcase them. Third, remember that progress isn't always linear. Ever feel like you're taking 2 steps forward and then 1 giant step back? That's totally normal. Don't let setbacks define you. Learn from them, adjust your course, and keep moving forward. Think of it like training for a marathon. There will be hills, there will be moments of exhaustion, but the finish line is worth it. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a friend struggling with the same doubts. Talk to yourself with kindness and encouragement. Remember, you're human. You're allowed to make mistakes, to have moments of weakness, to feel doubt. What matters is how you respond to those feelings. And finally, remember that your self-worth isn't tied to external validation. It comes from within. Define your own success, set your own goals, and chase your own dreams. Don't let the opinions of others dictate your worth. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few years back, I had this big dream. I wanted to start a podcast. But, oh boy, did self-doubt creep in like a cold wind. Who am I to share my thoughts with the world? I'd ask myself. What if people think it's terrible? Sound familiar? But then I remembered something a friend once said. The only way to overcome fear is to do it anyway. So I took a leap of faith. I started recording, sharing my ideas, and you know what? People actually listened. And even better, they connected with what I was saying. That's when I realized that true courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting despite it. Now, listen closely, because this is crucial. You have amazing things to offer the world. Don't let self-doubt hold you back from sharing your gifts, your passions, your unique perspective. The world needs what you bring to the table. So go out there and shine. Take a moment to really reflect on those 5 takeaways. Which one resonates with you the most? How can you apply it to your own life right now? Remember, overcoming self-doubt is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but keep pushing forward. Celebrate your strengths, embrace your imperfections, and never stop believing in yourself. Now go out there and make me proud. You can find me on all the usual social media platforms. Share your thoughts, your stories, your wins. I want to hear it all. See you back here tomorrow for another dose of Fortitude First.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.